It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, here we go. Thanks for joining us back again as we continue to march through all 50 states and all 51 state meets, including you, Washington, D.C. We're going to head up to the north in North Dakota today. Help me welcome Jeff Bakke from Red River High School. Jeff, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well.
Awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much. Just want to publicly state, you know, gratitude towards you stepping up here and volunteering for the state. No pressure. Just everybody's listening to you and what you say is going to be gospel. Everybody's going to believe whatever you say here about North Dakota. So
perfect.
Well, let's start. Why don't you give us an introduction of yourself, kind of a 30-second, 30,000-foot level, how long you've been coaching in the state, maybe some accolades. Just give yourself some kind of street cred, if you will.
Okay. So I have completed 8 years as the head boys coach here at Red River High School. So yeah, this will be my 9th year coming up, and I've previously coached some other places, but that's, you know, 8 years straight in North Dakota. So have a fairly good perspective on what it's like coaching here. And so, yeah, it's a unique place to be, but yeah, I enjoy it.
And I've been to your high school and you have like the field of dreams when it comes to long jump, triple jump, sand pit forms. Tell me you have like a bazillion jumpers. Like, you know, in some places everybody runs the quarter mile and some places everybody runs the mile. Tell me everybody does some kind of jumping at your place.
Well, we certainly would like that. It's not exactly a bazillion, but yeah, we have a nice setup where we have a long jump, 3 long jump runways, but there's sand pits on either end. So there's really 6 pits right there. So that's been really useful depending on the wind or just practice and training. And yeah, it's a pretty cool setup.
Well, I love it. It's very unique as well. You know, I go to every facility in the country and I have not seen that before. So very cool what you guys got going on there at Red River. All right, let's talk about North Dakota. Jeff, you know, some states, not many we're finding out, have a separate organizing body for public schools and a separate one for private schools. Others, more commonly, both private and public are all working towards the same state meet championship. What are we doing in North Dakota, public and private schools?
They're all together. Yep, it's all one.
Perfect. That's the most common. That's good. All right. So let's talk about classes. How many classes do we have there usually by enrollment? And then what are we calling them? A, Division I, double A's, et cetera.
So in North Dakota, there are just 2 classes, A and B. And yeah, pretty simple. Obviously the largest schools are in A and everyone else is in B. So keeps it simple like that.
I love that. Okay, so we have 2 boys teams that are going to go to earn a state championship title and 2 girls teams that are going on to win a state title. Love it.
Correct.
All right, let's talk about how they go about doing that. All around the country, we have areas, districts, sectionals, regionals, all these different names. What's the first round that we have for North Dakota?
So we have in North Dakota, really, we just have a region and then the state meet. But what's unique about North Dakota, perhaps maybe than other different than other states, is that we have a set of qualifying standards that athletes can hit at any point in the season, as long as it's an outdoor meet. And so, you know, I looked into it a little bit. There was a coach here before me and he coached for a long time, starting in the late 70s. He didn't remember coaching without the qualifying standards. So I'm not exactly sure the year that they were created, but you know, over 45 plus years ago, they were created. And for the most part, there's been a few tweaks, but for the most part, they've gone relatively unchanged in that time period. And yeah.
So we've got a region meet, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But before that, all through regular season, as long as it's an outdoor meet, if there's a certain mark for the shot put. If any kid hits that mark or better, they're automatically going to the state meet.
Exactly. So that's
do they even have to compete at regions?
No, they wouldn't have to.
Yeah,
they don't have to.
Straightforward to it. All right, cool. All right, well, let's talk about regions. That's pretty straightforward on the automatic qualifying time for state. Regions, talk to me about how many athletes per event can I enter into the region meet?
So in each event, you can enter, and there's been some debate on this in recent years, but where we're at right now is 5 per event, at least at the Class A level. Every event you can have 5.
So you can do 5 vaulters, 5 yep. long jumpers, 1 relay team. And then, so if I have not hit my automatic qualifying time throughout the season, what do I need to do at regions to make it to the state meet?
At regions at the Class A level, you have to place in the top 6 in your event. And if you haven't hit the qualifying standard, but you place in the top 6 at regions, you also get to go to the state meet. Now at the Class B level, where there are 4 different regions as opposed to 2 at Class A, you have to place in the top 2 if you haven't hit the standard.
Because we have more regions in the smaller one, because of travel, I might imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So I have all season to hit a specific mark. Does that count relays as well? If I hit a certain mark in the relay, do I automatically go to state?
Yep. There's also standards for all the relays.
Perfect. And then if for some reason I haven't hit that yet, we're still going to go to regions. And in regions, in the big school class, top 6 are going on to state regardless of the qualifying time is now out the door. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. What if I haven't gotten the qualifying time all season and I go to regions and I get 7th, but I hit the qualifying time?
Then you also qualify.
Okay, so that we go all the way through regions on that qualifying time.
Correct.
Perfect. Or distance or height. Okay. Perfect. All right. I think that's pretty straightforward to go to state meet here. Then I like that.
Yeah.
Talk to me about
the only other, there's just one more caveat. If there are the Class A level, there are less than 18 athletes that have qualified. Sometimes with the standards, sometimes you have strong years, sometimes you have weak years. It comes and goes a little bit, you know? So there is a provisional standard Class A. If there's less than 18 in the 400 or less, or long jump, triple jump, and all the throws, then they use a provisional standard to try to reach 18.
So they're going to have 18 at that state meet one way or the other.
It's not just anybody. They had to have still hit the provisional standard.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. So there's still a mark to hit.
Yeah.
To get considered that pool of athletes to go.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, talk to me about the state meet. Where are we hosting this? Is it at a college facility, high school facility? Are both classes at the same place, different weekends, 2-day, 3-day, 4-day meet? Tell me about the state meet.
Yeah. So the state meet for almost 20 years now has been held in Bismarck at the Bismarck Community Bowl, which is a city and a school district facility in Bismarck that all of their schools use. The universities have used it for meets. And so it's just pretty much a citywide facility. And all the classes are together, boys and girls together. And it's nice because it's the whole state is there all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, it was only 2 days. But we've now, the past 2 years, they actually extended it to a 3-day meet. And the reason they did that was, most teams were there the day before anyway, and that's just kind of what you did. So they decided to add just a handful of events. There's 4 running events and a few like a field event for each class that is held that afternoon/evening. and otherwise the rest finishes on Friday and then Saturday.
So kind of spread it out just a little bit. Maybe you do the 2 mile or something like that. Maybe one of the throwing events or something. I don't want to say get them out of the way because that's terrible. It's to help allow the meet to go a little bit smoother as we continue Friday and Saturday.
Yep. And from what we understand, it actually has helped a lot with volunteers because when we have them all scrunched together, we have some volunteers that end up, you know, the events are at the same time. So it actually helped out a lot with volunteers spreading them out. So then the same people could work some of the, you know, different events across different days.
That's cool. I would have thought the opposite. So that's cool to hear that it actually helped. Yeah, great. A lot of states we're learning are including some kind of adaptive, unified wheelchair events. Anything like that going on in North Dakota right now?
There has been some talk, but as of now, it hasn't yet. But I think it will be coming sometime in the relative near future, hopefully.
Yeah, that one has been, as we, you know, we're getting a little bit over the halfway mark here in all 51 of our state meets, that has been more common than I thought, which is a great thing. You know, track and field is the most inclusive sport. So that's really great to hear. And it's glad to hear that North Dakota coaches are at least considering it, talking about it. It's a discussion. I like that. That's great.
Yeah.
So we've got two state champions in the 100 and the pole vault and the shot put on each boys and girls. Some states will do either an unofficial or official meet of champions type of meet where we bring all classes together and find out the air quotes here, true 100 meter champion, true discus champion, etc. Anything like that in North Dakota?
No, there isn't. That sounds great. I wish we did, but no, they have not. I think years ago they tried it for a little bit, but it didn't last very long, and it just found it too hard to rally people back to do it again.
It is hard. Actually, I mean, we all point towards the state championship, so it's hard to like try to get up again for another meet there. I get it. All right, let's talk about events. Let's see what you're doing there. We can assume you're doing the 100, 200, 400, and 800. In the mile, 2 mile, are you doing the 16, the 32, the 15, the 3000, the mile, 2 mile? What are we doing in that area?
We are doing the 16 and 32.
Okay, that's the common. We're doing the 110 high hurdles and the 100 high hurdles for boys and girls.
Yep.
We're doing the 300 hurdles.
Correct.
Relays, we're definitely doing the 4x1 and 4x4 because I know you're getting tired of hearing this joke, because if you're not doing those two relays, you're not doing track and field and you wouldn't be on this podcast. What other relays are we doing?
We also have the 4x2 and the 4x8.
Awesome. No medley relays, anything, just.
No. And that's another thing that some people have brought up about exploring and whatnot. But as of now, just those four.
Very cool. Let's go to the field events. We're doing long jump and triple jump for boys and girls. Yep. Shot put and discus.
Yep.
High jump hammer. That did not make any sense. High jump pole vault.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Are we doing hammer, javelin, multis?
We are a javelin state. So awesome. So we've always had that, and we have that as well. We do not have any. I love the multi events. I wish we did, but no, nothing else. Those would be all the events.
Now, some states are doing unofficial, kind of like this meet of champs. They're doing an unofficial for some of these not so common events, hammer, multis. You already have the javelin. Nothing like that, though?
No. And, you know, there's always, again, talk of maybe people throwing some stuff together, but nothing official or even really unofficial in terms of those events.
And before we move on to a couple of fun things here, Jeff, anything that we missed, anything unique? You score only the top four places at state meet, or I don't know. You allow a baton that's a pole vault pole. That would be illegal. But anything we missed?
as far as our state meet, no. We have those 19 events and regular scoring for all the events. The schedule is changed a little bit after we added the third day. So otherwise it's kind of the same schedule have been used for forever. And so otherwise, yeah, pretty standard, at least for us.
Pretty
for
standard. Yeah. I love it. It's really good. All right. Well, help us settle a debate, Jeff, at least in your area, your community, your culture. When we're talking about going to the state championship there in Bismarck, are we qualifying for state? Are we qualifying for states? Are we just qualifying for the state meet? How do we say it there?
So definitely we say we qualified for state, or some people might say they qualified for the state meet. The only time I've ever heard people say states is somebody from a different part of the country. And it was very obvious right away. You're not familiar with this. So I've never heard that. So.
We are singular in North Dakota, state or state. You can add meat if you'd like, state meat.
Sure. Yeah.
I love it. Jeff, man, you've been such a good sport for us and representing North Dakota. So grateful for you. We'll give you a little bit of a prize here. You're going to win the magic wand here. So you get to change one thing and only one thing in the great state of North Dakota for your outdoor state track and field. Could be anything. I don't even put words or thoughts in your mind, but if you could change one thing for the better, what might that be?
Well, I think what I might do is, and there's, I know a lot of people that agree with me, but it's not, you know, unanimous or anything, but our state meet is always held the Friday, Saturday before Memorial Day. And we have in North Dakota, arguably, you know, Alaska might have us beat, but we probably have the worst weather on average if you look at any other state. So it's a disservice to the kids that we so often have to run in poor weather. It's just some years we've had good springs, but we sure didn't last year. And, there's been a lot of talk and hope that can we push this back? Let's start later. And start and finish 2 weeks later and maybe actually have some decent weather, because we think we have some pretty impressive performances for what the kids have to train with and deal with. So, geez, what would it be like if we could get a little bit more of that nicer weather? So that's maybe what I would say.
I think that's a good use of the magic wand is what I say, Jeff. Let's let these kids shine in some actual sunshine, not with their snowshoes on trying to do the 4x4. I get it. That makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Exactly.
Jeff, thank you so much, man. This is a great journey that we're on every day, looking at a different state meet and how they're doing things. And I like North Dakota. I love that you're a javelin state. A lot of other states need to get on board. We're about 50-50 right now. But I love that you guys are pioneers in that event and giving kids the opportunity for that great event, the javelin. So thank you, Jeff, for being here, man. So grateful for you. Join us tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. We're going to figure out what the next state meet looks like. Thanks, everybody.